Case number 10845, Paul Hignut Jr., northwest of Road 524, German Road, south of Road 46, Old Furnace Road. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old.
Name and address, please.
Paul Hignut, 10776 Old Furnace Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine, and yourself?
Well, thank you.
Good. Would you like to explain to the board your request?
Yes, I have a piece of property that you have before you. It's on German Road in Seaford. It contained a old trucking shop that was in disrepair, and I had bought it quite a few years ago in hopes of, I have a small excavating business, of doing something with it. My son got married Friday night, or Saturday night, excuse me. All to know, it's only 2 days ago. And I would like to give that property to him and his new wife, and they have located a manufactured home, which they can afford. And in today's economic climate, I'd like to see them have a good starter place, not realizing that there was a code on the year of the mobile homes. They signed a contract. This is a home where a family built a new home in Kent County. The home is sitting in front of their new home, which they need to get off of the property. They have moved into their new home. And we would like to have permission to bring in this trailer. It's a double-wide mobile home. It's in very good shape and very well maintained. There are at least four other mobile homes within 300 feet of this property. So we wouldn't be changing our neighborhood. We would actually be fixing the neighborhood up because of this old trucking shop. My son's been out there working for the past months, tearing it down with a backhoe, hauling blocks away and such, and we're really gonna improve the property with that. He's got all of his permits for wells, septic, entranceway from DelDOT and all the other things, and we ran up against this obstacle unbeknownst to us at the last moment.
Gotcha. And what year is the mobile?
The mobile home is a 1992. It's a Clayton home.
Okay. Do you have pictures?
I do. I have pictures. Start down here.
Please.
Are these the same pictures?
Yeah, well, they probably even show better than yours.
Okay.
Can we keep those?
We're going to have to keep these. Is that okay?
Thank you.
I also have pictures of the surrounding mobile homes if you would like to have those.
If you'd like to present them, sure.
What I've done is I've took a plot plan of the area, and I've numbered the different lots, and I numbered the pictures to correspond with those lots, so you can see exactly where they correspond to the property that we're.
Okay. This parcel is 3.14 acres.
It is.
So it's certainly large enough.
They have a couple horses and a few waterfowl animals and stuff, that's what they plan to do with the okay. with the property.
There won't be any kind of business.
No.
Okay. Do you plan a permanent foundation under this, a block foundation or skirting?
Well, it's probably going to be a short-term home, maybe 5 to 7 years. So I think it's going to be skirted, and so that it can least expense possible to be removed later for their
permanent.
I mean, they plan to make a, I don't really want to call it a small farm, but a, you know, they plan to make a homestead there.
Okay.
What's going to be on the smaller lot, or what is on it now? Anything?
The smaller lot is there's a double wide mobile home on that. It's indicated on the plot plan with the pictures. Yes. That's the 3/4 acre.
Are these current pictures?
Yes.
So the one property appears to have a portable bathroom on it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's temporary. That young lady happens to work for Peninsula, so I don't know if they temporarily stored one there or not, or if she had a picnic, or I'm not sure.
Gotcha. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that is in opposition to this application? Are there any letters?
No letters.
No letters. Okay, hearing none, then the chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,845 for special use inspection for the trailer. I think it's in good shape, and I don't think it affects Jason Newberry.
Okay. We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve case number 10,845. All those in favor, could they use a voting motion?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you. I thank the board.